that was it. Like, so they had a guy there trained. I mean, they told me this after. It was great to come to theatre. Great to come to theatre because everything was set up for them. There was no hanging about. We had the patient in. The patient would be sent for the list. If their list was due to start at 9, we had the patient down at 8:30 and set up and ready. And then when the anaesthetist then would come along, we'd proceed. We'd wait for the consultant to come. And once the consultant was on the premises, then we'd proceed. And my main job was assisting the anaesthetist. I'd have everything ready for him or her at the time. We'd get to know them. They were different. They had different days. They'd work with different consultants, orthopedic consultants. So that was basically my job, and I really loved it.
Yeah.
Now, sisters had changed their mind. She thought, well, we became more friendly down the years than we had when I initially started there. I think at one stage, it was never in my mind to be to leave the orthopaedic, but there was a stage where I went along and asked Mr. Graney, who was the administrator at the time, could I get out of theatre? I did do that when I was a boarder. I asked, could I get out? Because it was just a nightmare. Just a nightmare. You know, going back to when I came there first, I arrived in a suit, which was the thing at the time. I was so used to going into offices. You went into an office short and tie, or else a jacket and a pants and a short. You never went into an office untidy. It just wasn't the thing, because you were going in, you were dealing with secretaries, you were dealing with bosses inside. And they didn't want this guy coming in scruffy looking, and you know, you had to be clean shaved and all that sort of thing. So I went to the orthopaedic, as I would, going for any interview, which I didn't do many interviews because of my jobs. I'd done three jobs while I was waiting for the results of my when I left school. While I was waiting for the results of the primary,
mm-hmm.
I got a job as a messenger boy. So I worked as a messenger boy, and I got the, what you call it, the primary, because you get nowhere. Your messenger boy, not degrading the messenger boys, but a messenger boy was a guy who was a failure in the sense that he didn't get a primary. Doesn't mean that he wasn't as good as you. He was, you know, you have people and they have brains to burn, but when it comes to sitting down for an exam, for some reason, they go block, they get a block. I mean, I met guys, Jesus, they'd leave me there with brains. I mean that, they'd leave me there with brains. But to do exams, which was the important thing, as you know, once you didn't have the piece of paper. And getting back to theatre. What I was saying about the suit, when I arrived in the suit and I was brought in, and I remember there was two ladies there, attendants. They'd make the tea and they'd look after you like when they could, like, and they were the cleaners as well. And I remember saying to one of them, and Mrs. Russell, the Lord, we got to her, I said, Mrs. Russell, where do I hang my suit? And Mrs. Russell, of course, she was just a panic. She said to me, up there in the nail, Peter. She said, yeah, up there in the nail. There was a block in the wall and 3 or 4 nails in it. That's why you had to hang your suit. There were no hangers. There was, as I say, the room that we were in, there was 3 of us in it, 2 ladies. The girls would come in as well. If there was a cup of tea going, they could come in, but you couldn't swing a cat in it. You'd have to see it in order to believe it. It was like a dark room. There was a big boiler coming in, part of it, where the girls worked in the CSSD. Before it was all changed. And we had no chairs. We used to sit on boxes. At that time, all the plasters used to come in tin boxes. So we used to sit, there was one lady, Mrs. Nancy Keating, and we used to give her the chair. She was the elder lady, and we used to break grass with Nancy Keating.